5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello! It's October. It's October the 12th, to be exact. It's show 932. I'm Math. And over there in Preston is the always awesome Little Lee.
Hi!
Hello. How's it going, Sonny?
Oh, it's all right, Dad. Disney Dad. Yeah, good. Good, good, good.
Super. You had a busy week?
I've had a stressful week. Well, not stressful. Well, I don't do stress. I've had to buy a new mixer this week.
Oh, not a food mixer?
No.
Not a concrete mixer?
No.
An audio mixer?
An audio mixer.
Oh, no. Oh, hang on a minute. Ooh. You were borrowing somebody else's because one of yours had broke.
And it broke theirs.
Oh, so you've broke their mixer. Okay. How did that happen?
I have no idea. On Saturday night, I just had audio coming out of one set of speakers. We thought it might have been a cable problem, so I handed off the cables for somebody to repair.
Yep.
Came back, he repaired them. He said there was a few problems. They're all cleaned up, put them back together. And Monday morning, set myself up, and it was a mixer. Like, oh, no. So I gave this electrical wizard the make and model of the mixer, and he went on some nerdy forums, and he said, oh, that seems to be a problem with this mixer. Yeah. No shit.
Okay.
Because my first mixer that I had, I think I'm on my third mixer now, made by this company. And each one of them had the same problem. So mine broke. I bought another one. That broke. I borrowed one. That broke. And now I've had to buy another one to the tune of 500 smackaroonies.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, it's been a worrying week.
Right.
And the thing is, I wouldn't mind. You know, you have to buy tools when you're doing this kind of stuff. But the fact that I use it for literally 4 hours a week.
It's almost like you wish you could borrow one off somebody. Oh.
Or wish I was working more.
All that. Yeah. But although when you are working, like, you moan about it.
Yeah, I know I do. So I'm probably, I don't think I know anybody else is prepared to, because of my history, lend me any more equipment.
No, possibly not.
So I've had to bite the bullet. So I've had to buy a new one, and I've now got to pay to get theirs repaired.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I bet you wish he'd been using it when it went.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Good. But in all the years that we've been together.
Yeah.
At least 10 of those years, you've been talking about retiring from karaoke.
I know, and now I can't.
You just bought a new mixer.
Oh, so I've got another 10, 15 years.
Oh, that's all right then.
So, yeah, that's my stress this week. It's like, oh, no.
Right.
So I'm committed now. I'm in.
Yeah?
I'm in till I die.
I mean, is there nowhere else you can use it to get your money's worth?
No, actually, I had a conversation with a lady on Saturday night who's the chairman of the Cons Club in Prestatyn.
Oh, right.
And we had a great crowd in Saturday night. There was a lot of youngsters. They were very, very noisy.
Get there by accident?
Yeah. I think they were lost.
Gotcha.
They were very noisy, which is probably why I had to crank my mixer up, my mixer amp, and that's possibly why it broke. But we had a great vibe. And she came to me, she said, oh, I love the vibe in here tonight. This is great. We can't have anything. We don't have anything like this in the club.
And, isn't that where Steph goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enough said.
So she said, if you've got any ideas that you can help us, maybe, introduce this kind of vibe and bring some people in. I'm really open to suggestions.
Right.
And then I don't know whether she spotted it, but this massive light bulb over my head just went bing. Because for 7 or 8 weeks from the beginning of January to the start of March, I don't work on a Friday night because the beach club goes very, very quiet.
Yes, yes.
So I said to her, well, have you thought about doing karaoke on another night? I might be available for about 7 or 8 weeks. Between January. Would you come over to us? Let me know how much you want. Come get in touch with me this week.
Right.
And I'd had a few drinks at the time. I woke up on Sunday morning and I thought, oh God. What have I said? What have I done?
I mean, it is somewhere that you'd have to set up your own kit and take it down again.
That's the problem. But it just means I get another use out of my new £500 mixer.
And you get the money to pay for it.
Yes. The downside is I've got to take all my kit, my speakers. I'm too old for this.
It's almost like when we discussed the how to sort of streamline this,
that
I'm sure there are as powerful speakers that are not as big.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And if you'd have invested back then.
Yes. I know. I'm kicking myself now because the speakers that you can get, they are powered speakers. So you don't need a powered mixer, powered amplifier. You just need a standard mixer, which are real cheap as chips. And these speakers are like, how can I put it? They're like, I'm going to show you.
I feel that Noah used them to get the animals on board.
Now, that is my extension cable.
Yes.
And the speakers are literally a pole, probably about a foot or so higher than that. And that's all they are. They have a little bass bin and they're like a tube or like a pole.
Yeah, they're enough to fill a room.
Very, very discreet, but extremely powerful.
Yeah.
Now, if I'd invested then, I wouldn't have this problem now.
But
hindsight is a wonderful thing.
I know we can't tell by your face, but you are getting older, not younger.
I disagree. I'm a little bit younger than
myself. I appreciate anyone watching the video will probably agree.
Yeah.
But
the video should be thinking he shouldn't be allowed in a pub, never mind doing DJ and karaoke. I mean,
there is that, true.
He should be in the car park eating crisps and pop.
He's a little entrepreneur.
Yes.
Yes. But, you're getting on. If you carry on doing this for another 10 years, you'll be in your 60s.
Oh, I'll be the oldest swinger in town.
You will. Yeah. You will.
And I'm not sure whether in 10 years' time the youth of today are going to appreciate my Max Bygraves selection of music I play.
People are still going to want to sing. Granted, in 10 years' time, most of your audience at HQ won't be with us.
No. Some of them are on the edge already, if I'm being honest.
I mean, we've lost a few in the time we've been here.
Yeah. Occasionally, I think I'm going to lose a couple on a Saturday night. And, I'd have to take responsibility for that.
Yeah, when it comes to closing time, you give them a push and they just keel over.
Oh, dear. Somebody pass me a mirror. Just pass me a mirror.
And a skip.
Yeah. So, yeah, I am too old to be in this game anyway. But DJs, they don't retire. They just hang up the cans. That's all they do.
Yeah.
So, but I'm now committed for...
You are, and you'd be even more committed if you bought speakers to go with it, I suppose.
Oh, my God, I'd have to be committed. My wife would just have me committed.
But if you had those speakers, you'd be able to use them all over the place.
I don't want to do that, though. Don't want to do that. I want to work smarter, not harder. I want to do
more for your parties at the house.
Yeah, but I want to be a remote karaoke DJ. I just want to sit in the office and have my big, my little face.
Plug me into your system.
Yeah.
Okay, we're off.
Yay. And do a Zoom karaoke.
Okay.
And just sit here in me boxes.
Sounds fine.
Yeah, it does. Yep. I think so. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say something else then. But as you say, I'm getting old and I do forget things.
Yeah, forget, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
It's a peril of getting older,
mm-hmm.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So that's really, that's my week in a nutshell. I don't think I've done anything more exciting than that. How's your week been?
Oh, I thought you were going to do the Austin Powers joke then.
What was the Austin Powers joke?
In a nutshell. It's me in a nutshell.
Never watched fine. Austin Powers. No, I have, before anybody writes in. I have.
Because they're going to do. well, I went to Blackpool this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Was it cold?
It was average. Okay. I think if you'd have asked other people that went, they would have said it was cold. But I had a long sleeve t-shirt on. And I had a hoodie over the top, and I was fine. I didn't need
toasty.
A coat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we went up on the Saturday morning and stayed overnight in the Grand Hotel.
Ooh.
It says Grand. The name is Grand.
Oh, it's not a Grand Hotel.
It looks like brutalistic architecture, brutalism. Yes, that's the right. Concrete architecture from the 70s, from 70s Berlin.
Oh.
Let's say.
Oh, okay.
It's certainly of an age.
Yeah.
You can tell when it was built. It was fine.
You know, buildings like that have character.
Yes, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the noisiest bed ever. I've ever laid on.
I don't want to know what you were doing. Don't want to know.
Well, ours wasn't the only bed. I think they've got a whole bunch from Noisy McBed Company. Because Reese and Megan's creaked too. And the people at the other side, I'm sure, were... I can't imagine what they were doing on it. But it was.
I bet you can.
It was very creaky at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine why people are playing horsies at that time of night or whatever it was.
Playing horsies.
Horsies. Yeah, there was some. I don't know. There's some riding going on. So that was a bit of an issue. And
the beds are the original beds from when it was built?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's all part of the charm of the character, surely.
Yeah.
No.
No. Not at all. And I did have another point, and I can't remember what it was now because I started. Oh, God, what was it?
The only one getting old.
Because of my frozen shoulder, I do. I want to avoid using the term tossing.